Chapter 4. The guard props me up against the wall. The brick is cold on my skin.
Is this cell 5?
There is a woman blocking the light by the cell door. She wears no uniform, has no baton. The guard scowls at her.
Who the hell are you?
The woman steps forward. Blonde hair snakes in a ponytail down her back.
I'm Dr. Anderson, she says, her voice clipped, plumb like a newsreader. Lauren Anderson, how do you do?
She extends a neat little hand. The guard stands, ignores it. Dropping her arm, Dr. Anderson looks at me.
She needs to be out of here, now.
Hang on a minute, says the guard. Who the hell put you in charge? I only want you to check her over.
I'm responsible for the physical and psychiatric well-being of the inmates here, Dr. Anderson says, sidestepping the vomit.
She points to me.
This woman is Maria Martinez.
She folds her arms.
And she has been assigned to me.
Since when?
Since today.
She pushes past the guard, crouches down and takes my wrist. She looks to her watch, checks my pulse, releases my arm.
This inmate's pulse is up. Get her out now.
When the guard does nothing, Dr. Anderson stands, her neck taut, voice raised.
I said, now.
I am hauled up under the arms by two guards. Dr. Anderson informs them that I am under no circumstances to be returned to the segregation cell.
I have the full backing of the governor, she says. Do you understand?
The guards nod.
Good. Take her to my office. So, how are you feeling?
I don't know how to answer the question. I am in Dr. Anderson's office. She is sitting at her desk, staring at me. The room is cool, the light low. My pulse has dropped, but still my muscles tense, my fists clench. Everything is disorienting me. Dr. Anderson crosses her legs and her hem slips above her knee.